Welcome to Exit the Rat Race, the podcast for high performers who want to enter the next level in business and in life with more focus, more energy, clarity, and freedom. We don't do dusty book wisdom or guru quotes. It's all about real, extraordinary experiences and the raw lessons from daily life. He asks you the questions that no one else does. Sometimes tough, sometimes in your face, but always with one goal: challenging you to live your most legendary life. Here's your host, Daniel Kluke. Exit the Rat Race.
A whole new episode of Exit the Rat Race. It's a personal episode and also a lesson about the biggest lie in personal development that I found out within myself and also in the clients that I'm working with. And I wasn't online for a really long time. I wasn't making new episodes of Exit the Rat Race. And you know what? I didn't like it. I didn't like to make podcasts. I didn't like to post on social media, because I was always thinking about, what shall I post next? What will be the topic of my next Exit the Rat Race podcast? I, by the way, enjoyed really the interviews because it gave me insight of the lessons of others, people with beautiful background stories. But for myself, just sharing my insights at that time felt constructed. It felt fake. And if you know me from real life, when I'm in front of a group, and it doesn't matter if like a small group or a big group, I'm in my element. But when I was making a post on social media, a video, or writing something, it always felt constructed. Why are you back then, Daniel? Maybe it's the question that pops up in your mind. Why am I back? That's a good question. For the last few months, I feel like a completely new man who I was compared to the last Exit the Rat Race episode. At that time, I was feeling fake when I was making those episodes. But the reason I'm back here with you today is that within myself, for the last few months, I feel like a message is expanding within me, a voice that literally says to me, speak, 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 let it out. And to be honest, I was scared to literally completely talk online, on social media, on this podcast, unfiltered, be completely me with all my flaws. And I shared in all the other episodes my flaws, but it was always within my safe space where I still felt comfortable. But I make a lot of mistakes. I'm not perfect at all. And maybe I had the idea that as a coach, as a mentor, I needed to be perfect. A big lie. I don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be perfect. But that message was expanding within me. And the other, I think, reason in a way that I'm here with you today is that if I'm not sharing that voice that I feel within me, that message, then the people that need to hear my message will be in silence too. People that are living maybe right now in their darkness, in their pit, feeling stuck, not knowing it anymore in their relation, their business, their health, maybe the family life. I felt stuck at a certain point. I felt like, hey, on the outside, and I realized by saying this that I literally made the same mistake as one of my first podcasts. In a way, I made the same mistake. I still wanted to be good, perfect, accepted by the outside world. I still wanted to have success. But now it was not the success of having the fancy car, having the expensive house, the boat, as you heard my backstory. Now it was being that successful international trainer and mentor that is traveling all around the world. And I reached that point and I was working my ass off. And I made a great business. And I love, by the way, the people that I'm working with. But within myself, I was holding back. And today that stops now. And this is also an invitation for you to stop now holding back. And I also realized in this journey, in my absence for a long period of time, that I was again busy being busy. Running. Aiming for something of a goal that I not intentionally created at the beginning of my journey in personal development since 2012. Because when I came out of the business world in 2012, I had the idea that if I played out this game of personal development and spirituality, that I would float around like those monks, totally calm, in that bliss state, always being happy. And in a way, for myself, I've learned the lessons and my interpretations of my life until now was that if I'm joyous, if I'm happy, if I'm focusing on the positive, then people will enjoy my company. They love being around me. If they see that I'm strong, they can be strong too. But I bypassed a big part of being human. I bypassed and lied to myself in many ways, sedating myself with the pain of this bypass. And the bypass was that I was always running for the light. And this is the biggest lie in personal development, because I see it in my clients. I see it in the books. I see it in most of the courses, because it sells so well. That if you focus on reaching that bliss state, or if that's the goal where you're aiming for, you will never reach it. You will always be busy being busy. Because you always need the next course. You always need the next book. You always need the new concept, the new habits. And you always find in every negative situation the positive. And don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with also analyzing, observing, asking yourself the question, what is positive in this really challenging situation? But if you bypass the negative, if you bypass the night, if you bypass the darkness, then it will catch up at a certain moment in your life. And it did with me, to be honest. I will talk about this more later. But darkness caught up with me. And what do I mean with darkness? If you focus only on the positive, you're neglecting the sad feelings. You're neglecting the anger. You're neglecting the hurt. You're neglecting the trauma. You're neglecting the pain. And sorry that this is not the positive, happy, pappy Daniel. If you're looking for that, by the way, go find somebody else. I don't care. If you only focus on running to the light, darkness will catch up, or you will numb the shit out of yourself. I numbed the shit out of myself. And you can do that by working. You can do that by using drugs. You can do that by using alcohol. You can do that by fucking around. You can do that by gaming, Netflixing. It doesn't matter. It's the same numbing mechanisms that I spoke about before. But now I add something that is vital for you to transform. And that is embracing the darkness. Because the biggest lesson that I've learned, and I see the same pattern in my clients over and over and over and over and over again, is that they are so busy being busy, focusing on the next step in personal development, in their growth, in their spirituality, that they bypassing the darkness. I was even in the sauna this Friday, and my best friend, we spoke about goals and personal development in general. And I asked him, like, what would happen if you would just stop? Just fucking stop, instead of moving to the next step where you want to go to. Stop. And he said to me, but then there is no growth. Then there is no meaning. If I stop, if I slow down, what is there then? And I asked him, and this is my personal realization that I shared with him, and I see it over and over again, is that if you stop, look back, go into the darkness, feel what needs to be felt, and really exposing yourself, being in the darkness, not moving to the light, you have the opportunity to find a deeper truth within yourself. And that deeper truth within yourself will allow you to transform that pain. So instead of moving from the darkness to the light, and to be honest, for me, it was not even being in the darkness. It was always being gray and then moving to the light. No, if you can be in the darkness and you bring the light over there, the light of truth, own that, embrace that, then you can transform it into light. You can bring light into the darkness. You can learn from your pain. You can learn from your traumas. And by doing so, what I realized for myself was that I was playing 50%, 75%, almost like one side of the coin. Because the other side, the darkness and the pain, the real true darkness and pain, so not that comfort where I, that discomfort where I was comfortable with, going really into the darkness, is the most uncomfortable thing you can do. But it's also the most transformative thing you can do. And again, that doesn't mean that you neglect focusing on the positive side of things. That doesn't mean adding more choice. But if you don't focus, getting to be more comfortable being in the darkness and bringing the light of truth over there, then you will always stay running. I cried sometimes for days in a row. Everything that I thought I was a lie. It shattered in 1,000 pieces. And every day I'm building up piece by piece. Am I there yet? No, that would be bullshit. Am I further along than yesterday? Probably. So I see this happening also over and over again with the people that I'm working with, that there is only one way, and that is speak the truth. Go into the darkness, getting comfortable in your deepest darkness. Let's call it the pit, your deepest pit of darkness. And explore what needs to be explored. What is it that you're running away from? Because cognitively, I see this a lot. People say to me, I've dealt with it. And even I sat for the last few years and I knew to a deeper truth within me, knew that there was something. But even to my fiance, Ingvild, I said, I think I solved so many things. There's not much more left. And oh boy, I was wrong. I believed in that big lie, moving to become that blissful monk and doing what was necessary to get one step further every time and neglecting the darkness that was saying, hey, when are you coming here? When are you cleaning out your own house? And by doing so, only living that one-sided life, living on 50, 60%, we feel restless. We feel alone. Sometimes we feel depressed. And even with that success, we still always feel something is missing. And that is right. Because if you don't go into your darkness, if I'm not going into my darkness, then I'm not allowing myself to fully express who I am. So the biggest lie in personal development is just always moving to the light and being in that happy, peppy, fucking blissful state. It's a Fata Morgana. Like in the desert, you see the water and the trees as you sometimes see in the cartoons and in the movies, and you're getting there and there is nothing. There is nothing. Yes, you learn the lessons when you move towards that. Absolutely. But it makes you a half-sided person because we have darkness at night when we're outside in nature and we have the morning with the sunrise and we have the sunset. As human beings, we are not fully complete if we're not moving in all those different areas too. If we're not moving into our night, if we're not moving into our pit, exploring what wants to be felt, transforming that so that we can take off the lid and fully are who we truly are. So I'm back again. Where are you?
Thank you for joining us. If you don't want to miss an episode of Exit the Rat Race, make sure to subscribe. Are you listening through Apple Podcasts? We'd love you to leave a review. Do you know someone who really should hear this episode? Share it in your favorite social media so you can tag them. Oh, and don't forget to tag Daniel as well. Want to know more about Daniel Kluken? Check out his website at danielkluken.com. Are you ready to live your legend? See you next time. Exit the Rat Race.